our match analyst Paul Coggins, former London manager. Disappointment, I suppose, Paul, with the final result, 5-21 to 9 points, I suppose, shows a real gulf in class. But what will London take from this?
Well, I think London will take that they never gave up. They set up as well as they could. The gulf in class, as you said, was just too much for them to handle. They wouldn't be used to playing them type of teams in Division 4, and it just hit them very hard. And I think in the first half, they created the chances. If they had got a few more points, we could have easily maybe ended up with 13, 14, 15 points, which if London had got that, everybody would be saying it was a good performance. I think what they will say is they ended the game positively. They got the last two scores. And like I said, it'll take a while for those lads to gel together, and it just doesn't happen overnight. And no matter how good a footballers they are, and they are good footballers, it takes time. You have to become a team and become a squad, you know. But I think London will look at the Tarleton Cup, and they've always looked at it as the main aim for this season. And I think if they can stay together, regroup, and look at the positives, and obviously work on some of the negatives. But I think they did everything they could. It's just that Galway played really, really well, and Galway cut through them. And I think if Galway play like that, it'll be difficult for a lot of teams to deal with them, you know.
A few London players stood out, but none more so than the full forward Shea Rafter, a man of Mayo lineage but born and bred here in London, and I suppose a sign of the homegrown talent that's starting to come through.
Absolutely, and he wasn't alone. We had Josh Obama, and there was a Barry and a few others, you know. But Shea Rafter, everything he did there was very good, very classy. Scored some great points, took on his man. I mean, he caused the Galway defence problems every time he got the ball, and that's what the talent he has. And he's a good lad. He works hard. He comes from a good family, and they will keep him grounded. And it's only his first championship game ever for London today, you know. So to play as well as that is super. And I think London, we've always tried to do well with the underage, but I think there's more positive work being done now with development squads at under 17 and under 15 level. And I think that is the way to go. That is the only way we can go. We've got to start to get more homegrown players in the squad and developing them from the London junior team. And once they do that, I think in the years to come, London will come again, you know.
Of the Galway players that impressed you, I know you picked Paul Conroy as man of the match, scoring 1-3, and he looked in fabulous form out there in the middle of the field. You also centred in on Johnny Heaney, who kicked 5 points and was in super form until he went off injured with about 15 minutes to go. So two, I suppose, of the more experienced Galway players ended up being the lads that impressed you most.
Oh yeah, they were outstanding today. Johnny Heaney, when you needed scores there in that first half, you know, when it was difficult to get through that London rearguard, Johnny stepped up and he took 4 brilliant points. I mean, from the outside of his foot, he used the weather conditions well to his advantage. And as for Paul Conroy, I mean, he's just a massive, massive player. Over the years, he's been brilliant. He's no sign of getting any slower. He's a superb fielder, great reader of the ball, got some great scores himself, you know. But I think overall, even the subs that came on for Galway, they were all looking hungry. They were all full of tenacity. Their tackling was outstanding today. They're making it difficult for Pádraig Joyce, and I think as an all round team, they were really, really good. They looked organised, and like I said, they did a very professional job.
Paul, many thanks. That's Paul Coggins, the former London manager, chatting to us on Galway Bay FM after Galway advanced to the semi-finals of the Connacht Senior Football Championship on the back of a big win over London, 5-21 to 9 points.